middle of learning Hilchos Elul. It's nice to be back. I was on a rabbinical retreat for a couple of days, so it's nice to be back. The Mishnah Berurah tells us one of the minhagim, one of the customs which we began already by Rosh Chodesh Elul, is v'nohagin b'medinosenu. Universal custom is Rosh Chodesh Elul ad Yom HaKippurim. He says specifically only until Yom Kippur. Lomer b'chol Yom achar gemar tefila, after one finishes their typical davening of all year round, the extra paragraph of Mizmor will David Hashem Ori. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says that the custom is only until Yom Kippur, which we're going to see, of course, is not our minhag. So we see that there's, in fact, a dispute when to stop. Now, when is this recited? So the Mishnah Berurah says, as is our custom, b'boker, b'erev, both in the morning, but after Shacharis, is also at the end of Mariv. V'omrim acharev kaddish, and we say an extra kaddish then. V'anu nohagin lomer, and then he says, but we have the custom to say it, ad shmini atzeres v'ad b'chlal. We don't just, according to some opinions, stop at Yom Kippur, but we continue throughout Sukkot until Shemini Atzeres inclusive. Now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains the significance of why we recite this particular paragraph. As we mentioned before, certainly a person, as we also say in the Sana Tokef, we're supposed to increase the level of intensity of our tefillos and also the quantity of our tefillos. We should add tefillos as much as we can during this particular time of the year. But the question is, why this paragraph, of all paragraphs, why L'David Hashem Ori? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, if you look and study at this paragraph, you can see hints to these chagim, these various holidays. He says, Od nohagin b'medinas elu miyom beiz de Rosh Chodesh Elul, starting from the second day of Rosh Chodesh, ad shmini atzeres, similar to the words of Mishnah Berurah, that we say in the morning at night, and also at night after a davening, as a mizmor, v'david Hashem ori v'yishi. Now why do we say this paragraph? Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, v'hu al-pi ha-medrash. He quotes the words of a medrash that says, what is Hashem ori? Hashem is my light. That alludes to Rosh Hashanah. And then the next word of v'yishi, that Hashem is our salvation, is B'yom HaKippurim. That's when we see salvation. And then finally, if we comb through the middle of this paragraph, we get to the words, Ki Yisvenenu B'Sukkah B'yom Ra'ah, that Hashem covers us in this covering, this sukkah, this booth. So based on the word sukkah is an obvious remez, a hint to the holiday of sukkahs. So therefore, because of that, we see in this paragraph these three holidays, and therefore it's appropriate that's when we recite this paragraph, will David Hashem Ori. So if you go backwards, we can understand the significance of each of these three sources. First of all, when it comes to Ki Yisvenenu B'Sukkah, is Remes L'Sukkos, is very clear. Sukkos is that Hashem had the Anani Akavo, these clouds of glory which protected the B'nai Israel as we were in the wilderness in the Midbar. So therefore, that makes sense. The Pasuk is saying that Hashem protects us B'yom Ra, during dangerous times, when things aren't going well. Hashem is there to protect us. When we see the word in L'David Hashem, Ori B'yishi, B'yishi Hashem is our salvation, that makes sense. That's referring to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is, as we mentioned, the anniversary of when Moshe Rabbeinu descended from Har Sinai with the second set of Luchos, which showed that Hashem forgave us, and therefore that's a way of our salvation, that we have the opportunity to change and to do tshuva despite the mistakes that we may have made throughout the entire year. The question, however, is when the Medrash says Hashem Ori is Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean Hashem is my light? That's referring to Rosh Hashanah. What is the significance of this Medrash? What is he saying? So, in fact, when it comes to our Shir Shel Yom, which we'll be reciting tomorrow for Thursday, it says a very interesting pasuk. It says, with regard to Rosh Hashanah, it says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'chesel yom chageinu. which, as translated over here in the art scroll, it says, blow the shofar at the moon's renewal, at the time appointed for festive day. Now, he translates the words b'cheseth as a time of renewal. But it also comes from the word like kisi adam, covering. There's something which is covered up on Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? So if we sometimes on the first day of Pesach, you're walking home for your Seder, someone says, wow, I can't believe it, it's a full moon tonight. It's like, but anyone who knows the Jewish calendar knows that the first day of Pesach is always a full moon. The 15th of the Hebrew month is always a full moon. The same thing when it comes to Sukkot. It's also on the 15th day in the month of Tishrei, when there's a full moon. So therefore, you can look at the moon at night, and it's clear that it lights up the sky. These luminaries, it helps you during the day with the sun and the full moon during the night. And that's how it is for most of the major chagim. However, the exception is Rosh Hashanah. Because when is Rosh Hashanah? It's on the first day of the month, right? It's in the beginning of Tishrei. Beginning of Tishrei, like every Rosh Chodesh, is a new moon, which means that the smallest sliver of the moon is seen, but it's very difficult if you'd be traveling without any lights to be able to rely on the moon because it's not there. It's not a full moon. And therefore, this is the explanation of when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah is L'David Hashem Ori. Hashem is our light. We don't have to rely on the external world, the moon or the sun, because Hashem is the one that will give us this or will be able to illuminate and give us the brightness day or night. And therefore, this is the explanation of what we say by the Shir Shal Yom as well. That when do we blow the shofar? It's during the time when things are covered up, when the moon is hidden from us because it's the first day of the month. However, it's not to tell us, well, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's an important day, and Hashem hides himself from us. It's the opposite. L'David Hashem Ori, that's the time when Hashem is here, and therefore a greater opportunity for us to do tshuva, for us to change.